What is the meaning of the seal of confession? The seal of confession is the absolute secrecy that a priest must observe regarding identifying a person with any sin if that person has confessed. The penalty is automatic excommunication. Now, the two words. A person may belong to the Catholic Church without being a member of the Church. So, a priest who would break the seal of confession belongs to the Church, but is no longer a member in the sense he does not have access to the graces only members of the Church receive. Question. What happens to this seal when the priest leaves the priesthood? He is just as bound by the seal of confession as he was when he, as we say, left the priesthood. No priest can really leave the priesthood. The expression, a priest being Lazarus, is the wrong word. A priest can never become a layman. And consequently, he is bound. He is bound by the seal of confession, even though he would leave, as we say, the active priesthood. He may be, as we mistakenly say, may be laicized. A priest is never laicized, but he may be deprived of his right to exercise any priestly functions. Nevertheless, a seal of confession is still binding. What would you advise a group of lay people who lose their confidence in the sacrament of penance because their chaplains left the priesthood?
Can you please repeat the question?
What would you advise a group of lay people who lose their confidence in the sacrament of penance because their chaplains left the priesthood? In other words, people who say, no longer go to confession because either chaplain or their pastor or the priest whom they knew has left the active priesthood. Well, then, sisters, where Judas comes in. Judas is a very important person. As we know, he betrayed Christ. And of course, we also know he despaired. Why? Why did Christ, shall we say, even admit Judas to be one of the apostles? And the main reason the church has given for 2,000 years is that Judas teaches us that just because an apostle for the 12 men chosen by Christ on whom Jesus would build his church. To be parents. And sisters, we need this. To be parents. To, shall I say, expect not be shocked. Of course, we are terribly pained when the priest leaves the active priesthood. But we should not be shocked. God allows, He allows sin, even grave sin, in order to teach us that we are to believe and believe in the episcopate, which, as you know, comes from the apostles, believe in the priesthood, even though there have been in the law bad bishops and bad priests. So, what should we tell the people? Look, just because a Christian you knew and admired maybe a priest who was a spiritual director, maybe the priest for married people who witnessed your wedding, and then left, as we say, the active priesthood, so far from weakening your faith in the priesthood, it should strengthen your faith in the priesthood. And sisters, hear it. A priest never loses his priestly powers. Never. He may be forbidden by the Holy See to exercise his priestly powers. But in case of emergency, if a person is dying, every priest, no matter how bad he was, no matter how simple a life he had lived, has communicated with the church. That priest has power to absolve that dying person. In other words, the powers of the priesthood do not depend on the sanctity of the priest. Is that clear? This is very important. In other words, a priest validly absolves, validly consecrates at Mass, no matter how evil a life he may be living. In other words, the powers of the priesthood are independent of the sanctity of the priest. And that again is why Christ allowed, remember, Peter to deny him. And then Peter, oh no, it wasn't James, it wasn't John, it wasn't Matthew who became the first pope. Oh no, not Peter. Am I clear? What Christ wants to teach us is the power that Christ gives to the bishop or to the priest remains because Christ ordained him. Was Peter ordained a bishop at the Last Supper? Was he? Yes. Yet Christ ever prepared us. Sisters, we need that. We need that. The power that a priest has, of course, is given to him. But sisters, who is behind the priest when he absolves in the sacrament of confession? Who is it? Jesus Christ. Who is behind the words of consecration at Mass? Jesus Christ. And having taught over 600 of my own Jesuit priests, sisters, you'll be very surprised in my next request.